One of the raddest bands in Central Florida is Biebs and her band, The Moneymakers. They have been performing since 2011, thrilling audiences with their energetic live shows. Today, we welcome some real superheroes. It's Biebs and her Moneymakers. What,
when I was young, I could always have the fun if I loved, if I loved. When I was told when I was young, I could always have the fun if I loved. I too love. You never too young, too young.
Yeah, that's Biebs and her Moneymakers on WFIT in our performance studio today. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks. It's so good to be here.
We finally got you in here.
I know. I know we've been trying for a couple of years to get the whole band here, but...
Yeah, the stars aligned.
The stars aligned.
We got them. We got them. So I feel honored because I am in the presence of some real-life superheroes, right? You have a fascination with superheroes. Oh, you are superheroes.
Well, I mean, my mission in life, I am a superhero. Everyone's a superhero, but people just forgot that they're superheroes. Like, as humans... We're all capable of super things. We just forgot that we're capable of super things. Like, we can grow crops. That's the superpower, you know? We can sing, we can dance, we can create stuff. There's, you know, our mission is just to get everyone to remember and find their superpower for life in general.
Well, let's introduce some superpowers. You want to tell us who's in the studio today?
Today, I have my band, who I love very much. We have Josh on sax, Bunky on trumpet, Mr. Lovelady on guitar, Levon White on bass, and Bruno Euphret on drums.
And we have Biebs on vocals.
And then me.
Now, you have a pretty interesting relationship about John Stamos from the TV show Full House. Are you stalking him? Or?
Yeah, I mean, by interesting, it's interesting that I've stalked him some a little bit. But it started kind of as a joke on Warped Tour. When we were on tour, they were asking us the same questions every day. And we're like, we just started making stuff up. We're like, look, man, we're just on tour. We're on a superhero mission to find John Stamos. He woke us up from cryogenic freezing in 2010. He owes us some cherry pie. He never came through with the cherry pie. So that's the only reason we're on tour. And then that grew and grew and grew into this like whole mythology where people started like bringing me John Stamos Barbie dolls to shows. Some people would show up with giant John Stamos heads. People were tweeting me and messaging me where John Stamos was all the time. It just got really out of control to the point where like I got hyped about it. I'm like, all right, well, now that I know where John Stamos is at every moment of every day, maybe I should try to reach out. Then that turned into some light stalking. And then that progressed into us making some music videos that involved John Stamos. Like we did a cover of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball with John Stamos on a wrecking ball. John Stamos then commented on the video, cute, at which point I fangirled and cried. And then that turned into me finally tracking, quote unquote, tracking him down.
Tracking, not stalking.
Not stalking, quote unquote, tracking him down at a Beach Boys concert where he was playing with the Beach Boys, because he does that apparently. I was like, it was like 2 years of just like hyped mythology that got me so hyped. And I'm like, oh, hi, John Stamos. I made those videos of you. And da 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 da. He's like, yeah, what's up? You mind if I stare at your moneymakers when we take this picture? I was like, oh, Uncle Jesse has to stare at my moneymakers. That's so cool. And then, now that's the joke. Every time my friends at work production see him, he's like, they all go, Beep says what's up. He's like, tell our moneymakers that they're awesome.
So now we know everything.
Now you know everything.
That's more than I wanted to know, actually.
Sorry.
Well, speaking of the Warped Tour, you've been on, three Warped Tours?
Yeah. I've played 4 years of Warped Tour, but the Biebs are my makers have done 3 years, two full tours and some other dates.
Now, is it as much fun as everyone thinks it is? I mean, you guys just have fun all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not hard work. I don't know. I think you should ask the band. That's more of a band question.
Well, they're suddenly very quiet now.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, what do we say?
No, it's some of the hardest touring I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's worth it. It's grueling. It's like Rockstar Boot Camp. Everyone at the end of it is, you know, really happy it's over, but really sad it's over. It's a bittersweet kind of end to 60 days of nonstop grueling road work. And it's just, but it's worth it. You set up a circus every day, tear it down every day, and move to the next town.
Now, do you get along with most of the bands that are on there? I mean, you're all kind of on the same wavelength?
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. You know, it's funny because the age demographic of Warped Tour is like 12 to 18, and they're all, you know, they're set in what genres of music they like. I only like metal, I only like screamo, I like ska, I like whatever. And what's funny is like every band on there is super nice and super cool, and we're all friends. So I try to like, you know, harp on that. It's like, look, you can like every different kind of music. You don't have to just like one genre of music. Everyone on Warped Tour is so nice and so sweet. You know, it doesn't matter if you are a band and this is your first time on tour from Iowa, or if you're a yellow card who's been touring forever. Everyone on that tour is the same. The playing field is level. It's still a hard tour for everyone, no matter what situation you're in, whether you're in a van, a bus, whatever. It's still a really long, hot summer. And everyone eats together. Everyone hangs out together. There's fun activities afterwards. And That I think the camaraderie, and then when you see someone that was on Warped Tour with you, it's like this like club that you're in now. It's like, we made it. We did it. So it's like automatic respect from any other musician when you've done that tour, because everyone knows how hard it is.
I mean, the great thing about the Warped Tour is there's a wide variety of musicians, all different styles of music, and it's just wide open.
Which is cool as a band, because when you're on tour with another band that's close to your genre. Usually you don't get to it unless you play a festival, you know, which those happen a few times a year. But to be playing a festival with a variety of music every day for 50 days is super cool, because you get so inspired by so many other musicians and so many other different kinds of music.
Yeah. Well, I'm inspired to hear some more music now.
Okay. Well, for this next one, I would like to introduce Bile, who's going to feature on the song. So this is a song from my Biebs solo album, but this is the Moneymakers version of that song.
Florida used to be in my corner. Happy everybody wanted us, cause everybody wanna be one under the sun, cause everybody never let us be one. It's a reason money makers in the beat, like everybody gotta get it easy. Get it with the rhyme, with the music, cause it's in my soul. Peace and love, everybody gonna feel the goal. Coming from the top to the hip with the top, from the bottom to the top and the hip with the high. Space goes 3-2-1 when I'm blasting off. Everybody gotta live it, cause we're under the sun. Without my best friends behind me playing this awesome music, and I'd like to take a moment to introduce them. We got, first up, Mr. Josh on the saxophone. He's awesome. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up.
Lisa, all the way from Atlanta. Mr. Lee Von White on the bass. Mr. Lee Von White on the bass. Let's go.
They just tore the roof off this place. That is Biebs and her Moneymakers. Well, I got to sit down.
Sit down, Todd.
So that's the Moneymakers version of your song Ride Around the Sun from the new solo record,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Did you record this album with this band or some of them?
Bunky recorded on the album, and Bruno recorded on the album. Levon co-wrote one or two of the songs with me, and it was just mostly me and the producer arranging and everything. The producer, shout out to Brett Hesla, he's amazing. He was in a band called he was a bass player for Creed, a touring bass player for Creed, and then he was this front guy for Dark New Day. But he's a great, 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 great producer, and it was a lot of fun to work with him. It was just a different process. It was weird not having everyone in the studio, but it was really cool. It was a cool and different process.
Yeah, well, the record sounds great. It's a really fun record.
Thank you so much.
So you and Jeremy, the guitar player, have been part of the core of the band for a long time. How did you guys meet?
So, the real story or the one we made up? Sorry, I can't keep all my stories straight anymore, living in a mythological band.
I mean, we should describe, he's actually wearing a mask right now because you guys are getting ready for a Halloween party.
A Halloween party.
Yeah.
But
in case they see the video and they're wondering, why is that guy in a mask?
What is wrong with everyone? Well, I mean, honestly, this is not much different from any other Biebs in our Moneymaker show.
Every day is Halloween.
Yeah, every day is Halloween in this band, so it's not really that much different. But Love Lady and I met at actually Bizarro's Pizza. At the boardwalk in Indie Atlantic. This is the real story of how we met. We were introduced to each other by a mutual friend. And we were both in a hard place in our lives. My mom was going through cancer and she was on hospice. And Jeremy's brother had just passed away. And we were both very hurting very much. And for some reason, the universe brought us together. And we were able to heal through music. And from the moment we met, like, we started jamming and just songs just started pouring out. Really dope songs, and it was effortless.
Before that, were you doing music?
I had a band before that I had just, I didn't like go anywhere. We didn't really make any recordings, but I had a band called Freedom Mind with a couple other friends in town, Jay Votto and Rocco. And then we parted ways and I met Jeremy. And so to me, Jeremy and I found each other because we had to save each other. You know, we were both just hurting so much. And this band helped, you know, helped heal us. It continues to heal us. Everything that happens in our lives, the whole world could fall apart around us, but the music is always here for us. And as long as we stay connected and, you know, are always jamming, the music comes from somewhere else. It just comes through us, you right. know, and it's just a way to heal. So, yeah, that was how Love Lady and I met, and we've been together ever since. He calls me his second wife. He has a beautiful wife, Vaja, who tolerates a lot of our crazy schedule and moves her life around to, you know, accommodate our touring and everything. So I just get to be the second wife with no benefits.
The power
except
of
for
music.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't get any benefits from me either, just music. That's it.
Now, your last album with the Moneymakers is called The Worst Album Ever. Right,
right, like Bratwurst, yeah. Bratwurst, like W-U-R-S-T. We named it The Worst Album Ever. We recorded it in Anaheim with the Real Big Fish Camp. And it was super fun. It was a really fun time. We had a good time.
Is there a new one coming?
A new album is on the way. We're about to switch everything up. I feel like we've all, you know, we've been playing music together, Jeremy and I, for 6 years, 7 years, some... Seven, six, seven? Okay. I don't want to admit that much time has passed. But I feel like we've all grown and we're all in different places and we're all still superheroes, but we've like kind of grown up a little bit and we musically, we've grown up a lot too. We have new members. We have Levon and Bruno and Josh and, you know, Bunky's been with us for a while. So we are looking forward to recording a new album with all this new badassery that we have going on in the band right now. So
cool.
We're excited.
We can't wait to hear it.
Thanks.
Well, let's hear another song from Biebs and her Moneymakers. That is another great song from Biebs and her Moneymakers in our performance studio today. We have Jeremy Lovelady on guitar, Levon White on bass, Bruno on drums, Bunky on trumpet, Josh on sax, special guest B-Lay and Biebs.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in. That was way too much fun.
Andrew Walker, the best song ever! Best video crew ever!
All right, let's take our pants off.